You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
Going on, everybody? It's your man Eric Easy Zuli doing it the easy way today. Again, you know how we roll. Yes, sir. So I want to first and foremost start off by shouting out all the wonderful fans. I'm almost at 500,000 followers now, man. I love you guys. If you're following the Easy Way movement, I love you more than you know. It's time to get hype, y'all. It's time to get hype. We got a lot of awesome information. A lot of awesome information coming up, guys. Really cool things happening. Woo! I don't even know where to start. There's so many things to talk about. But this is Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. WTVNetworks.com is what you want to check out. And for those of you that are tuning in that has never heard the show before, never met me, don't know what you're listening to, this is Easy Way Broadcasting. We just make it a little bit easier on you, the listener, you, the viewer. We have shows on YouTube, the Easy Way Broadcast, easywaybroadcasting.com. That's the radio that you go to. WTVNetworks.com is an entertainment news network, kind of like a Huffington Post, kind of like an Entertainment Tonight. A lot of awesome stories on there. There's really great stories about Barack Obama becoming president. You should definitely check that out. There's Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake just got married. So there's an awesome story about that, and really cool stuff. So check it out, WTVNetworks.com. And if you want to follow the radio situations, you can go to Easy Way Radio, and you'll see some really, really cool stuff. I'm your host, Eric Easy Zuli. I'm a nut. Yes, I am. I'm a nut on the radio. I like to have fun. Got a lot of celebrity friends, a lot of producer friends, a lot of agent friends, a lot of PR friends, a lot of marketing friends, promoters. I mean, I'm really integrated in the industry. I have a blog called HollywoodItGuy.com, and I am the Hollywood It Guy. Many people call me that. I didn't give myself the name, but hey, Hollywood It Guy, it works. And I'm the guy that does it the easy way and makes it a little bit easier on you. And every Friday we broadcast a wonderful show like this, Easy Way Broadcasting. This is Easy Talk, and it's easy to talk to me. So make sure you call in and say what's up, 914-338-1303. 914-338-1303. We got two callers in queue. We're going to be answering the calls real soon here. This is a social media-based show, guys, so make sure you follow me at E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. I am going to be looking at my Twitter. I got my cell phone right here. I got one of those cool Google phones. I got my Twitter open. The lines are open. The tweets are open. My Facebook is Eric Zuli Fans. I love to hear from you guys. So I'm sitting here looking at my Twitter, and I'm going to be looking for the most unique tweets so we can shout it out live, on air, on the radio. This is a featured host broadcast station of Blog Talk Radio. We want to thank blogtalkradio.com for supporting us, always supporting us, and doing what they do and how they do. Love Blog Talk Radio. If you guys don't have a Blog Talk Radio, you should definitely check out blogtalkradio.com and get your own broadcast. Do your own way of promoting. Be your own boss. Be your own person. It's a great, great system. Love it, love it. So, got a couple talking points to talk about. Then we're going to go into trippy trending topics. But first and foremost, guys, I'm going to be judging a beauty pageant. This is going to be a lot of fun. Be judging a beauty pageant in Newport Beach. It's a beauty pageant. It's sponsored by Street Strider. And the lucky winners actually will be receiving a Street Strider. And other winners will get a chance to be a TV host and get a role with Be Seen Agency. So this is a really awesome beauty pageant coming up in Newport Beach. Looking forward to that. Hey, you know, nothing wrong with being a judge and seeing some beautiful honeys and seeing, you know, what they're doing, how they do it, what their talent is. I'm going to be looking for the inside. What's inside, that's what counts, though. Yeah, right. No, I'm just kidding. It's going to be a lot of fun. You got the, I don't know. I've never judged a beauty pageant before. Actually, yes, I have. I actually did judge in Las Vegas for the Miss Latina beauty pageant. That was an awesome, awesome thing. And you guys can go to YouTube. By the way, guys, what's really cool about this show is you can go to anything that I'm talking about. You can go to YouTube and you can search it. I guarantee you can go on YouTube and you can search it. Speaking of YouTube, I just got back from my mom, you know, from hanging out with Hollywood Knights, my boys, the Power Rangers. I met some people with they're on ABC and different TV show people, and they had an awesome game. It was really, really fun. But we have a behind the scenes with all the Power Rangers. So if there's any Power Ranger fans, Power Rangers Super Samurai on Nickelodeon, all the Power Rangers pretty much, didn't get them all, but the Red Ranger, the Green Ranger, the Gold Ranger, and the Blue Ranger, exclusively, we're doing it the easy way, having a good time. We have an awesome guest. I know a lot of people are waiting for our awesome guest. We're going to be bringing him on later on in the show. Mellow Man Ace, this guy's a legend. This guy does a lot of stuff, but stay tuned for that because Mellow Man Ace is going to be coming up. This guy's been on Soul Train. He's been on Arsenio Hall. He was the creator of some awesome stuff in the Latin community, and we'll be talking about everything, and we'll be talking about some stuff going on with his son. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to that, definitely. Now, I always want to give love to my team, man. I got to give love to the team that's helped us this whole way moving forward. First and foremost, if you guys have seen the graphic design that we've been moving with, that's Anthony Armenta. You can follow him at Anthony's Room on Twitter. Anthony Armenta, A-R-M-E-N-T-A. Anthony spelled the way it sounds. Anthony Armenta, amazing graphic designer. AnthonyArmenta.com. Make sure you check it out. This man is a genius. Then we want to shout out Mallory Jackson for all the wonderful editing she's done. She just edited the Bill Zucker. Let me talk a little bit about Bill Zucker. He works with Kelsey Grammer, and he just did a music video with Jenny McCarthy, and that's really cool. You can actually go to TheEasyShow.com and check that out. Amazing video. Has over a million views in a couple weeks. Crazy, crazy. LovePunches.com, really great situation that works with charities. Helps you kind of connect, and you got to check that out, LovePunches.com. And then here's the team. Here's the team, guys. Ty Hollywood, you're the man. Everybody follow Ty Hollywood, T-Y-E Hollywood on Twitter. Rich Greenwood, technology, marketing extraordinaire, producer with WTV, making it happen. Tina Truman, my agent. I love you, Tina. Mwah. Danny Frankel, head of production. We got some awesome, awesome projects on the production side, guys. Just wait for that. Danny Frankel's the man. Mike Precise, holding it down the radio. There's also another radio station we have, What You Need TV. I'm sorry, no, What You Need Radio, which is actually XM Radio, and that's really cool right there. And then Pepper J Productions. We have a show. We have a studio, Hollywood and Melrose. We do an awesome green screen show whenever we can. So if anybody wants an interview, you hit us up at easy@theeasyshow.com. That's letter E, letter Z. Then we have James Lowe holding it down the radio on the east side, man. That's the man right there. James has access to all the radio stations. He's doing it big. James Lowe, KJAG Radio, making it happen. Jason Spann, we appreciate you. Susan Hugh, our journalist, thank you for all the wonderful stories you've done. You guys got to check out that story with Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel about the new wedding. Barbara Sanchez, we want to shout you out. PR, booking person. She knows all the celebrities. She's doing it real big. She's the one and the reason we're going to be talking to Mellow Man Ace, formerly from the group Cypress Hill. Barbara Sanchez, check her out. Follow her on Facebook and Twitter. Noah Brown, my assistant. And Andrea, welcome to the team. Andrea's coming aboard, training as a program director right now. IT Chimes is the SEO company to go to. They've been holding down with us for a long time. IT Chimes, make sure you check them out. And last but not least, Mo Ager. Mo Ager Productions. AgerMusic.com. Check it out. All the music, this music that you're hearing, this music that over here that you're hearing, you know, we're getting live, we're getting direct. You know, without music, guys, it's not that much fun. You know what I mean? Did you hear that? Moega Productions. There it is. So we're getting hyped, man. We're getting hyped. It's an awesome show. I hope you guys are ready. You got a lot of cool stuff to talk about. And also, this is actually really cool. We got a finance situation going to be coming up. We have a gentleman named Rick Rosman. RickRosman.com. Check that out. RozMan.com. This man is a financial advisor and motivational speaker. Check his blog out. Trust me, when I'm saying this, don't just listen to it and not write it down. RickRosman.com. This man is on the board of 8 different charities. I think he's going on 9. This man is making a difference. Awesome guy. Knows about money. Knows how to work your money. Knows how to work your money the right way. He's going to be doing a show on Easy Way Broadcasting coming up here soon. Probably next month, around there. And also, obviously, guys, you know, next Saturday we have an Emmy-nominated celebrity choreographer, dance choreographer, Shane Sparks. Everybody knows Shane Sparks. Shane Sparks holds it down every Saturday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Planet Dance. If you want to know anything about the dance world, if you want to keep in tune with the Hollywood dance world, what's going on with the dance, This man is the choreographer. You guys remember him from You Got Served. He did all the celebrity choreography with that. America's Best Dance Crew, So You Think You Can Dance, all that stuff. He was the judge. He's making it happen. Got some really great stuff coming up. If you want to talk to him directly, this is a show to make it a little bit easier on you, so we let you talk to the celebrities directly. You call in 914-338-1303. We'd love to hear from you. I see a couple callers. I'm going to be answering that pretty soon. I love you. Love you guys. I'm just excited. I'm really excited. A lot of cool stuff coming up. So a couple of clips I want to tell you guys. You can check out a couple of clips on youtube.com/Eric Zulli. Click on Browse Videos, or you'll see it on the front page there. You can go to the Brookshire video. I just did an interview on LA Talk Live. Over 7 million listeners and viewers. LA Talk Live, that was hot. Brookshire, thank you so much for that. Got a cool little interview with that. My man Crazy Bone, Bone Thugs and Harmony. You guys remember that group, Bone Thugs and Harmony? Got an awesome video with that. And his family. Crazy Bone and his family. Check it out. The Power Rangers exclusively. Steven Schuyler, my man Steven Schuyler's got his new music video coming out, The Secret. Make sure you check that out. That's on there. Crooked Eye. Everybody knows who Crooked Eye is. Crooked Eye's been a long-time homie of mine for a long time. Got a really good interview with him. Then Ray J pops in there. Then Steve LoBell. Check that out. Crooked Eye's holding it down. Maurice Eger, he's going to meet interview. Everybody remembers him from the NBA, from the Dallas Mavericks, and the Timberwolves. And then, obviously, St. Sparks. Got a cool thing on there. Now, want to shout out a couple people from Twitter. Love, love, love Twitter. Love it. It's all about Twitter. I've met so many people on Twitter. I love Twitter. Sorry, I'm getting a text here. You're kind of knocking me off track here. All right, so Twitter, we have Bridget Linden, one of my biggest fans. I love you, Bridget. I saw you said you said that you love me. Well, I'm telling you, I love you right back. IEGU, this girl is holding it down big time in China, guys. Big time in China. Stay tuned for her. She's got movies. She's got tons of stuff coming out. IEGU has always supported me, and I appreciate that. Every Friday, she's always putting me out, hey, follow Eric, and all these people. Follow Friday. Awesome situation. And Angel Eduardo Jr., he just came aboard. But, man, that guy's tweeted me like 25 times. Got to give him love on the radio. Got to give him that love. Definitely. Now, before we get into our guest, we got a situation, guys. We have a new president. We have a new president of the United States. His name is Obama. 4 years coming up. Let's see what he does. Who knows? So I'm gonna bring my dad. This is Pops. This is my dad, James. He is Mr. Political himself. We need to give him a new beat here. Let's see. We'll go this one right here. And I'm gonna hand the phone over to my dad. He's gonna tell you guys a little bit about that political standpoint.
Hi guys. I know a lot of you I'd say half of you are happy about what happened, and the other half isn't. That's the way it broke apart during the elections. Pretty much of a tie score, but a lot of people were kind of in doubt about what was going on. They're watching the figures and they're seeing Romney pulling ahead on the numbers and Obama falling a little bit behind, and they're thinking, well, it looks like Romney's got it in the bag. And yet he didn't have it in the bag. What happened was, before all this stuff was finished that evening, a lot of the people that were watching it knew what was going on. Even though Romney had the lead in the Electoral College and the popular vote, he still was going to fall behind and come out on the short end of the stick. And the reason being, the president is not elected by the popular vote. The popular vote could be won by a certain person, and they could lose the election. It's determined by the Electoral College. And actually, the Electoral College hasn't even voted yet. So what happens is, the person that gives the main, the people overall, they're interested in watching what goes on.
And, okay, this is a fun show.
Okay, there's a lot more I want to tell you about. Hold on.
Thank you. Sorry, guys, I didn't mean to bore you there, but, yeah, my dad wanted to throw the political standpoint. All right, so we have trippy trending topics coming up. Trippy trending topics. Let's see what we got here. We always talk about our trippy trending topic, and, we always pop on Yahoo and see what we got. Let's see. Earthquake hits Japan. And, by the way, guys, I want to talk about the disasters. I hope that everybody that's listening takes some time to really pray for everybody in that northern East Coast area. all those storms that have hit, the hurricanes and all that stuff, you know, it's gotta be tough, man. You know, like, hey, I'm gonna have a little conversation with Mother Earth. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, but so right now we have earthquake hits northern Japan, no tsunami warning issued. Man, that's hard. Tokyo is an earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 5.5 shook northern Japan on Friday. Public broadcaster NHK said no tsunami warning was issued and there were no immediate reports and injuries or damage. So that's good. At least there's no damage, no nothing. You know, remember, guys, like I'm serious when I say this. If you're listening to the show, please bow your heads and pray for those that have gone through those hard times with the disasters and everything. But you guys can actually go to the trippy trending topics, and I want to make sure we get a good amount of time and we get everything in. So I'm not going to go too much into the trippy trending topics this time, but I also want to shout out my girl Sarah Winchester from Real Housewives of OC. Sarah's been my girl for a while. Man, she's holding it down. She hit me up and asked me if I would plug some situations that she has. And I was so proud of her when she told me she has a shoe line. This girl's got a shoe line coming out. GuiltySoles.com. Guilty Souls, S-O-L-E-S, GuiltySoles.com. I heard these are like the hottest shoes for women. We're going to be going to an event in Corona Del Mar tonight, so I'll be tweeting that out. I'll be Facebooking if anybody wants to come say what's up to me. And there's an awesome group that I'm going to be checking out, El Lave. It's French for rise. El Lave, new group, girl group. Definitely looking forward to checking them out. And, yeah, so I want to shout out Sarah Winchester. Real Housewives of Orange County. And so that's basically Easy Way Broadcasting, you guys. That's what you're listening to. Yes, Easy Way Broadcasting for anybody that's tuning in. The lines are always open. We're going to be bringing on our guest here soon, 914-338-1303. Yep. And we want to shout out a little bit of our support as well. Dom Magazine, Designer Original Magazine, Rock This Magazine, Washington Times. Make sure you guys check out my column on Washington Times. And make sure that you check out the last column I did on Lindsay Lohan, the Jackson family, a lot of cool stuff. That was a real, real cool column. So go to Washington Times, or Eric Zulli Washington Times on Google, and you'll see my column. And you can always follow me on Twitter as well, ericzuley, and you'll see that. Hot Talk LA, we just aired our new podcast with the Blue Ranger on Nickelodeon's Power Rangers, Najee Detej. That's Hot Talk LA, Hot Podcast. You can also download the cell phone application at Stitcher, STITCHER.com. We need some music up in here. We need some music, get some hypeness. Hold on, let's get some music. 3, 2, 1. There it is. Yeah, oh, yeah, a little vibe. Hold on, let me turn that up a little bit. Yeah, boom, boom. There, that's a little better. All right, cool. Now, so Najee Detej, make sure you check that out on Hot Talk LA. Ambiance Magazine, baby. Ambiance Magazine. Variety Talk. I'm on Variety Talk FM radio every other week. You guys can get a variety. KTSTFM.com. Yeah, KTSTFM.com. Tightrope Magazine. Make sure you check them out. Tightrope Magazine is a big supporter of ours. Tightrope Magazine. Matriarch TV. Okay, let me tell you a little bit about Matriarch TV. Matriarch TV is hot. This is the new TV show that's coming out. Yes, we will be on Dish, On Demand, Pay-Per-View. Yes, sir. We're going to be doing a little talk show combined with a little radio, combined with a little open up doors for talent, combined with a little TMZ, combined with a little whatever. Who knows? This is going to be a really awesome, awesome talk show. We are going to be looking for you guys, the talent. We work with over 5 different record labels that have real distribution. We work with a lot of real good people, and we are here to make it a little easier on you. Remember that. Easier on you. Bill Zucker, he's my man. Bill Zucker works for Kelsey Grammer. Everybody knows, has about 600,000 followers. Make sure you follow Bill Zucker. Just did an awesome interview, and he's dissing me on my interview. Can you believe that? And I diss him back. But he's doing a music video with Jenny McCarthy. Shout out to Jenny. Oh, my gosh. Let me put my finger in my mouth and bite down. Ah, Jenny doing her thing. And it's really cool that she's supporting her man, Bill. That's awesome. So check out that video, Half the Man. It's a really cool music video. So that's basically about it, guys. You know, we're talking a little bit. And, oh, one more thing. You know what's not easy? Is when you deal with people that are I said this last time on the show, but I got to bring it back up. When people like will say something, tell me if you relate to me when I say this. When people will say something and you're depending on them based upon your credibility of whatever project you're working on, and they promise you something or they say they're going to do something, and then there's a lackadaisical, they let it go. You know what I mean? And that makes you look bad. That's just not easy to deal with. You know, it's just not cool. You know, it's also not easy as picking a president, but we did. So let's see how he does. You know, we always talk about not easy topics and everything. And remember, guys, this is Easy Way Broadcasting. You're listening to, featured on Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. And if you guys haven't gotten the press release, if you haven't got the email, you can email us at EZ, letter E, letter Z, at theezshow.com. If you like and enjoy the show, please hit us up and let us know. We'll make sure you're on the list. We do a lot of awesome events, too. We're going to be coming. We're going to be going to Wesley Jonathan's friend Stacey Harris's launch of her new radio show on the 14th coming up. I am judging an awesome beauty pageant coming up on the 11th on Sunday. Woo, that's going to be fun. And we're going today to hang out with my girl Sarah Winchester from Real Housewives of OC. And, you know, we do the fashion stuff, whatever. Check out WTVNetworks.com. Look at the fashion section, the business section, the entertainment section, the sports section, the comedy section. Lots and lots of cool stuff. Awesome, awesome. So, now, I know everybody's been waiting patiently, and we appreciate your patience. You know, I just got a tweet here. Well, let me see what we got. I just got a tweet, and give a shout-out to Talk of the Town. Shout-out to Talk of the Town. He's way broadcasting, baby. Shout-out to Talk of the Town. See, I told you guys, if I get your tweets, I'll shout you out live on the radio. Thousands of people listening. So make sure you shoot me those tweets. I'm watching. I'm right on it. Bam. All right, so Mellow Man Ace, guys. Mellow Man Ace. I think it's time for us to call up Mr. Mellow Man Ace. What do you think? Let me see here. I'm going to pop on the phone. Mellow Man Ace. We're going to call him live and direct right there on the cell phone. Bring him live on the air. Hold on one second. We're going to call him up. Let's see. One. Dun, 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 dun. Sorry, I can't tell you his number. All right. Let's see if he picks up. We'll bring Mr. Mellow Man on, and then we're going to give him a proper introduction and have some fun. What do we got here?
Hello?
Mr. Mellow Man Ace, what's going on, man? You are on the Easy Talk on Easy Way Broadcasting, baby. You are live. We appreciate it. Let me give you that proper introduction. Man, you are the man. That's all I got to say. Now, you guys, this is Mellow Man Ace. He's live on the phone with us. We're about to talk to him, get a lot of good info, and we appreciate you being on the show. But let me give you that proper introduction, my brother, because I got to tell you, man, like, you're a legend. Like, you are a legend when it comes to that Latin and the hip hop, and everybody knows you were an original member of Cypress Hill. And you left to pioneer the Latin hip-hop world and to cross over into the U.S. and sell millions of records. You've been on Soul Train. You've been on Arsenio Hall. You've done it big, man. You're a big part of reggaeton. I think you started the Spanglish version of music. Man, it's just a pleasure to have you on Easy Way Broadcasting, brother, live and direct. We got five callers. We've been waiting for you. Thank you so much for being on the show and answering the phone. And, hey, man, you're on Easy Way Broadcasting. How you feeling?
What up, what up, what up? Peace, Eric. Just want to say peace to the world and everybody out there. And, you know, what can I say, man? Sometimes I pinch myself only to find out I'm awake. And sometimes I don't give myself enough credit for the things I've done in the music, but I think being in the forefront in the 1990s, early 90s, you know, of being able to, you know, give Latinos a lane and a voice in the music game, man, it was like being like the Jackie Robinson of that, you know, for me. You know, of the Roberto Clemente, if you will, of that. But, you know, it's been a blessing. It's been it's been a roller coaster ride too. It's not always just a fun party. You know what I mean? There's a lot of real things.
Tell us about that. We want to ride the roller coaster with you, man. Tell us about your life. I know you've got a lot of interesting stuff to say.
Well, I mean, everything from, you know, the backstage pass to the groupies and the record company. You know, sometimes you, especially in business, you may not like certain approaches like a certain record company, you know what I mean? And they may want to make you water your music down or sound a certain way or stay the same, but artistically you may be growing, and that causes a tension between the relationship between the artist and the record company. You know, for me, that was the hardest part to understand how, you know, the corporate side of things run is like, you know, hey, and they have a very valid point. They're like, you know, Mello, we understand that music is growing and, you know, Dos Effects and EPMD are now here and, you know, the Fushnikins and styles are changing, but we want you to keep your style the same and things like that. And when they, you know, they pretty much said, you know, Coca-Cola wouldn't change their red logo now, you know what I mean? But that's a different thing. Coca-Cola is designed to stay the same in taste. As an artistic person, a creative person, you're always growing and changing and trying new formulas and developing different styles. And that was the difference. So what I did was, you know, I left a lot of money on the table, and I basically said, you know, you'll see. And they said, well, you'll be nothing without us. But here I am today on your show. And where's Capitol Records today?
You get them. Yes, sir. And you know about my show, man. You know about the listeners and the stuff. And, you know, we also want to shout out Barbara Sanchez for, you know, Miss B for putting this together. And, you know, it's always about thanking the middleman, and in this case, thanking the middle woman. Barbara's an awesome, awesome lady, and she did hit me a couple times to make sure we get you on the show. And I did my research, brother, and I'm blessed to have you.
Thank you. And most devs, big shout out to Miss B. She's been awesome, and you know what, I've known her for a long time, and she was like, yo, you gotta do this show, and I'm like, let's do it. And so, you know what I'm saying, here we are. And most definitely gotta thank the middle man, or the middle woman in this case. Word up.
Alright, so now you're a family, and you lived under the rule of Cuba until your good fortune smiled on them, and they were able to make their way to the United States. And you started with Cuba, right?
It wasn't that easy, but yeah. Basically, I won the Cuban lottery when I was born, and my family won a ticket to freedom to the United States. At that time, what was called the Flight to Liberty, a family who wanted to get out of Cuba, out of communist Cuba, had to apply pretty much to get out. But here was the catch. The catch was that, according to my parents, is you had to have children. So when my older sister was born, her social security number didn't hit the lottery. My brother Sendog was born at Cypress Hill. His number didn't hit the lottery either. When I was born, my number hit the lottery, and then the family got to leave 5 years later. Now, what they did in the interim between 5 years, because you might say, well, why did it take 5 years? Well, the Cuban government was trying to break my father's will, and they had stripped him of his teacher credentials. So he was a math teacher, a science teacher, and a physical ed teacher in Cuba. And what they did was they put him to work in the sugarcane fields and in the sewers, cleaning up and just cleaning up sewers and stuff like that, and told him, why would you want to go to the United States and be a traitor if this is the kind of job you're going to be able to get only? But my father, yes, it was crazy. But my father already had a friend who was here from Cuba and had already set him up with a job at Delta Airlines. And from the minute we touched down in the United States, my father held that job at Delta Airlines for 33 years until he retired.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, you guys are listening to Easy Way Broadcast, and I'm your host, Eric Zuli, a.k.a. Easy. We're on the line with Mellow Man Ace, legend in the Spanglish world, and you guys can look him up, and you can follow him on Twitter at MellowManAce1, correct? That's your Twitter, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
You know, it's all hip-hop, man. It's all hip-hop. Looking back at it now, you know, I was doing a media press day at Capitol Records once, and for my second album, and there was the Source magazine, and Double XL and Rap Pages and LA Times, all these people. And, you know, during a media day, you kind of shuffle out all the journalists, and they come in and they have their hour with you while you sit in the conference room.
Mm-hmm.
The journalist at the time I believe for Rap Pages or The Source, his name was Soren Baker, still a friend of mine to this day. He coined me the godfather of Latin hip hop. And he said, so what's it like, you know, how do you feel being the godfather of Latin hip hop? And I, you know, looking for a niche in the business, I kind of ran with that. And that's what it's been ever since. But realistically, it's just all hip hop. You know, it's hip hop, whether it's bilingual or Spanish or English, it's hip hop, man. And it's a blessing to be able to be here 23 years later.
So you can say that you have a lot of knowledge for the listeners out there. As you're the godfather of Latin hip hop, we're going to be asking you some good questions. And yeah, I'm just kidding. So we're going to answer a couple calls here. We got a couple callers. I know they're really anxious to talk to you. We're going to be taking one caller, you guys, then we're going to go to a couple more questions, then we'll be taking another caller and try to get as much information in on the show as possible. But we love the callers because this is a show that helps celebrities interact with their fans. So we're going to go ahead and answer the caller, 912-5773. If your number ends with 5773, you are on the live on the air right now with Mellow Man Ace and Eric Zulli. How are you?
Easy, I'm good, my friend. James Napier, just sitting back in New York listening, my friend.
Oh, hey, James. We appreciate James, one of our best listeners. Love you, man, in New York. You okay from the storm and everything? You got your electricity back?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. You know, we got some bad snow here day for yesterday, but it's all melted. It's all good.
Well, appreciate the support, brother. And this is Mellow Man Ace. And by the way, Mellow, you need to meet James. James owns a charity called Sunshine Survivors Club, and they're always looking to meet great, great people and support these kids with, health problems and things like that. So I'd love to introduce you guys, and we'll get you guys connected on Facebook. But, James, I don't want to take too much time. Love you, guys. Love you, man. Thank you so much for all your support.
Y'all be easy.
Guys, that was James Napier, Sunshine Survivors Club. Awesome guy. We have another caller, 619-9629. So if your last digit of your number is 9629, you're live on the air with Mellow Man Ace and Eric Zulli. How are you? Hello, caller. I hear a caller in the background. If your number ends with 9629, you're live on air right now with Mellow Man Ace and Eric Zulli. Did you want to say something?
What up?
Hey, how you doing? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Let's go to the next guy.
Okay, we're going to have to go to the next caller. But we had a caller, but it just dropped. That's the beauty of radio, any type of radio, man. Internet radio, things drop. They'll be coming back in. But, let's go to you, brother. Let's go to you. I have a lot of great questions for you. I know that you started, in the whole Cypress Hill era. And, tell us about Cypress Hill and remind the listeners who your talented siblings are. Briefly talk about the brothers.
Well, I mean, basically, I started before Cypress Hill. We were a group called DVX at the time, and
okay.
It was my brother, my best friend, B-Real, who at that time his name was Chili Chill, and our homeboy DJ Muggs. They were my back. Cypress Hill was my backup dancers on stage at that time. And then right when I got my first record deal, they stayed as my backup dancers and hype men on stage and whatnot. I mean, at the time, you know what I'm saying, I was really focused because, my dad had kicked me out of the house and he was like, you can't be doing this music stuff. It ain't going to work, that kind of stuff. So he kicked me out because I didn't want to hold a job. I believed in myself that much. And, at the time, B-Real was in the streets running wild doing his thing. And Sendog was kind of more, I'll do what my dad wants. I'll get a job, da-da-da-da-da. But once they started seeing me on TV and started, getting all these gigs and whatnot, and they kind of got their ball together, their thing together, and were able to find a style for Cypress Hill collectively. And I just went on from there because I had to do for myself. And I remember when I first got my first 12-inch in my hand, I went back to my dad's house and I said, look, Dad, I got a record in my hand. I made it. And that's when he let me back in the house and everything was great. Next thing you know, I would take my family on tour with me. My two sisters became my backup dancers, one Cypress Hill, was able to establish themselves, get a record deal through the network of people I had already met and whatnot. So it's been a long ride, man. I mean, they've went on to accomplish great things and sell millions and millions of records as well, and have done so many great things that I, you know, I'm very proud of everything they've accomplished. So it's been an interesting life. I mean, we have a very talented family, all the way back from our grandfather who invented 16 Afro-Cuban rhythms for the Cuban Army Orchestra, to our uncle in Cuba who's on tour now, our two cousins who also musicians, Ray and Ivan, who play with Los Quiniquinis, Patito Alonso and them. And then we have on my mother's side another cousin, Mayito Rivera, who plays for or used to play for my goodness, I'm drawing a blank right now, but a huge Cuban band that tours here in the States.
You've had a big career.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. And then, you know, their kids and now my kid, Kazao Organism, who's coming into the game at 14 years old, already got his first record deal on Delicious Vinyl Records. It's a legendary record company here on the West Coast. And it's been a blessing, man. It's been a blessing. He's becoming a super producer coming up now. He's got people like Moni Love of Native Tongues rapping on his beats, and MCs like Master Ace, and people just well-respected legends who already look up to him. So it's been a blessing, man.
Awesome, brother. So how would you describe being an independent artist now, you know, versus being on a record label?
Well, it depends. You know, when you play the major record label game, there's a lot of money that's good, but they want you to fit your music in the size of a box that looks like a Rubik's Cube, if you will. And you have to stay there, and you can't really paint outside those lines, and that's the downside of it. So you have to establish right away what you want. Do you want money, or do you want control of your music? But you can't have both. So the independent route works better for me because I understand what I want to do with myself. I want to know my consumers. I want to know who my fans are. I want to talk to my fans personally. And so when you're in that bigger machine, you don't really get that luxury. You just go to do your concert, and then they shuffle you away like you're Elvis or something, and you never get to meet nobody. So you have to pick and decide, you know, coming up, what you want. If you want to, you know, take the world by storm and handle all that pressure that comes along with it, just know that, you know, the drawback is you probably won't have much respect, you know, from organic heads, and you got to know all the dynamics of it, is what I'm saying. And you'll have a lot of money, but can you sleep at night knowing that you're pretty much, you know, watering down your music to please, you know, those heads upstairs? So you got to decide. So for me, it works being independent because I love making music that feels good to my soul.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that's great advice. And we have a couple other callers. You guys listen to Easy Way Broadcasting. I'm your host, Eric Easy Zuli. For anybody that new that might be tuning in, we are looking live on Twitter. And you're going to have a better bet to actually talk to our guests, talk to myself, be live on the radio if you tweet us, ERICZULEY, or MellowManAce, the number one. So we know that you're ready to talk, because if we're answering the call and then you're not talking, you're wasting our time. No, I'm kidding. But let's just see what we got here. We got another caller, caller 619-9629. Caller 619-9629. You're live on the air with Eric Zuli and MellowManAce. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good.
How you doing?
How are you? What's your name, and
sorry,
where are you calling from?
I was calling earlier, but my phone was messing up.
It's all good. I thought nobody liked me.
Nah, we love you.
Yeah.
Thank you,
yeah,
thank you, babe.
Stephanie and Ariel from Elevate, the girl group.
Hello.
What's up?
Awesome.
What's up, yo?
So you're a girl group, and where? What area are you calling from?
We're calling from San Diego.
San Diego, awesome. All right. Well, we, you know, this is a live broadcast. That helps make it a little bit easier on you. We have a wonderful guest, legend Mr. Mellow Man Ace, formerly from the group Cypress Hill. It was on Arsenio Hall, Soul Train, signed to Capitol Records, currently signed with a major record label right now. Do you have any particular questions as an artist of mm-hmm. maybe how to succeed a little bit, because you got a legend that you're talking to, and I'm somewhat somebody to talk to too. Thank you so much for calling in.
I have a question. Oh, do you want to go first?
Please.
Now?
Oh no, go ahead, Ariel.
How do you deal with, you know, because we're kind of new to this too, and so along with the positive perks, there also comes the extreme, you know, the negatives. There's not going to be people who are always going to like what you do. How do you deal with that? How do you stay positive and keep doing what you're doing in this crazy industry?
That's a great question. My mother used to tell both me and my brother Sen a long time ago when we first started, like, break dancing and doing stuff like that. She always said, look, you're going to have 1,000 people that like you, 1,000 people that love you, 1,000 people that hate you, and 1,000 people that won't have an opinion. And once we got a little older and we understood that, what we got from that was you just have to do what you do. And whoever wants to come to your party will be at your party. Everybody else just won't come. And once we really understood that, we were able to not care what you know, whatever negative press we got, or if we only got a certain amount of stars or mics in the Source magazine. We didn't care because we knew we were doing something original, and we were doing what was something that was self-gratifying to ourselves. And the other thing that we learned from that is that you can't really pay attention to nobody, especially if you know what you're doing is positive. You just got to let it go.
That's great advice, and I'd also like to. You're talking about haters, man. I'm a master at this one. And let me say this. What I've learned is when you kill your haters with kindness, and you give them love, they don't know what to do. They don't know what to say. They don't know what to think. They feel stupid. So I kill my anybody that's negative in any way that says anything negative with kindness, because they're like, well, I said this and this, yet you're still being cool with me. I'll see somebody that I don't like at an event. I know I don't like them. I'll give them a big homie hug. What's up, man? How you doing? Hey, I saw your thing. You good? They're looking at me like, huh? They don't know what to think. Yeah. And believe me, it gets them a lot worse than if you were to do the negative stuff. So just always be positive.
Great.
Yeah,
kill them
with a smile.
Oh, that's cool. All right.
Oh, man. Yeah, we have time for one more question.
Well, Ariel has already, like, took my question.
I'm sorry.
So you guys over there getting ready for the
show
tonight. Thank
you for having us on the air and giving us that shout-out earlier, and we love your show. It's amazing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, definitely. So you guys are the group that Sarah was telling me about, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to coming down and checking you guys out. You know, and hey, Mello, if you want to come down, they're doing a shoe launch, and these girls are going to be performing. They're independent artists, and Sarah Winchester from Real Housewives of Orange County called me up and told me to come check them out. And you know, it's all about supporting independent artists. So who knows? Maybe Mello can come down. We'll text some people, and we'll definitely come check you guys out. I hear that you guys are pretty good.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm looking for you guys.
Yeah. Yes, Liz.
We need to be put on that guest list, VIP style. But hey guys, thank you so much. I'm glad that you're listening, and believe me, the show keeps getting better and better, and the questions will get harder. Let's see how Mello does.
Thank you
kidding.
So much. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay guys, God bless. All right, guys, it's Easy Way Broadcast, and those were some awesome callers. Love the fans. Definitely love the fans. Make sure to follow us, guys, on ERICZULEY, WTV Networks, and Mellow Man Ace, number one. That's the number one. So, Mellow, we're back. We got some fans that are calling in, and so we got some more questions for you, obviously. So, now, how, like, what are some of the things that you get inspired by as an artist, and you know, what kept you going? What was that first handshake? You know what I mean? Like what was that first thing that made you realize you wanted to be an artist? And then how did you continue being inspired? Because I know it's a tough game, and I know things were knocking you down, right?
Well, for me, the source of inspiration for me had to be like 1983 when I first heard Run DMC come out with a record called Sucker MCs. That's always been like the song that made me want to do this as a career. Even though I had heard, you know, in 1979, I remember listening to Rapper's Delight in real time on the radio, and I remember listening to Curtis Blow, These Are the Breaks, and Christmas Rap, and Basketball, and all those records. But I didn't really want to do it until I heard Run DMC, and then also a fella by the name of the Ram LZ. I can never forget, you know, Malcolm McLaren and the world's famous Supreme Team. I think those were the groups that really got me to, like, believe that I could do this. And then the one other band, I should say, and can't go without mentioning, is the Mean Machine. They had a record called Disco Dream on Sugar Hill Records that really impressed me. And I knew then that I had a goal and something I could achieve, you know what I mean? So, and then nowadays, what keeps me going is, and keeps me progressive, is my son, because our organism, he just teaches, I'm learning from him. He teaches me now about, you know, how I can enhance my rap skills. Because realistically, I don't ever have to make another record, and I can still be good and still do my shows and do all that. But doing the stuff with my son keeps me sharp on a modern day basis, you know what I'm saying? And he's teaching me things like how to scat rap and how to be more on top of the rhythm and be more in sync with the rhythm of the music. And I'm having a blast.
Sounds like a cool individual to talk to, and we're looking forward to bringing him on. He's there with you, right?
Yeah, here he goes, right here, Kazal.
But we don't need to bring him on yet. I have a certain format of the show. I want to bring him on correctly. I have a couple more questions for you, if you don't mind. And we're saving the best for last, man. You know, like, that's your son. All right. So hey, let me ask you this. You're known for bilingual songs in Spanish and English, and you're the creator of Spanglish. It's Spanish
right.
rap, right? Okay. Now.
Well, not Spanish rap. More Spanglish than anything, yeah.
Spanglish, okay. Now, you're the first Latin rap artist to reach gold and the platinum sales in the U.S. and the Latin America. And your number one song was Mentirosa, Liar. And it's been used as a prototype for Latin artists who want to rap in Spanish. So you kind of started the trend for the whole Spanish Latin music, Spanglish, as you said. That's a pretty
well,
big
you know,
thing. Like, go ahead.
Eric, trends, I don't like using the word trend because trends come and go, but this is still here, you know, and there's kids who wake up today and go, I want to rap like that. And I'm very fortunate to be able to be in the position to have created that blueprint. And because of that, you know, the music keeps evolving, and there's great rappers from all over the world. You know, you have rappers in Puerto Rico and rappers in Santiago, Chile, and Colombia, and Venezuela. And, you know, it's just a beautiful thing to see the growth of what it is and people keeping it going. So, you know, the word trend, I think it's been a lifetime thing. And I think the biggest accomplishment for me that I think I've ever done is that I was able to create an entire genre of music that didn't exist in the record store before I showed up.
What is your process for creating new music?
Mostly real life, what happens to me, what I go through on a daily basis, family issues or ex-girlfriend, you know. I just write what's, you know, what I'm going through, because, you know, you have to keep it realistic, you know. Whether I'm in a club, if I'm in a club, you know, then I'll write a club record based off the feeling that I get from that night. But I create music really just on like ideas. You know, if I feel bad one day, I may write a sad song. If I feel really happy when I wake up that day or whatever, we may do something positive, something totally different, like the song called The Rhythm. You know, it all depends what I'm going through and the mood of that day. And then we just create. I'll hear a track from a producer or my son and go, wait, I wrote an idea in a notepad about this for this kind of a feeling. So then I'll go look in that notepad and try to match the lyrical style that I wrote it to the track that I'm listening to. And then a lot of times you got to mix and match. Some concepts, like a positive concept, ain't going to work on a sad, slow track. So you have to mix and match and look for the right track and the right feeling for each emotion. And that's
gotcha.
What I do.
I have two tracks here that we're going to be playing here, and I'm going to let you pick one. We have a ZZX track, and then we have a Cali. Which one do you want us to play first, and do you want to tell us a little bit about the track before we play it?
Word. The ZZX, that's the Zizzix. The ZZYZ. Word up. That's a group. That's the group that me and my son started a year and a half ago. And we became the first father-son rap duo signed to a record company, and we're real proud of that. And that song that you're about to play is called The Rhythm, featuring Moni Love of A Native Tongues and Desi Page. Check us out. Look for the video on YouTube. Just look for it. It's a ZZYZZX, The Rhythm, and we having fun, baby.
I love that, man. Well, you saw I brought my dad on earlier today. We talked a little political stuff, and it's a duo. You know, it's father son all day long. So that's pretty awesome. You're gonna have to meet my dad sometime. He goes with me everywhere, supports me. I'm gonna support my dad till the end of days because family is really important. But you guys, this is Zizzix, Mellow Man Ace. This is his new son. This is the track with you and your new son. Not new son. You and your son. This is the new track, right?
Indeed it is. Look us up at deliciousvinyl.com. Support the music. You can buy the single and all that. Check the video out on YouTube. You're going to love it. It's real quirky, irreverent, and just vibey. So check us out.
All right, guys. You're listening to Easy Way Broadcast, and I'm your man, Eric Zulli, with Metal Man Ace. This is Zizzix. Let us know what you think.
What is it?
guys, that was the Sizzix by Mellow Man Ace and his son, the Sizzix, and we got to give them a round of applause for that one. Yeah, baby, that was a nice little track. I got like Sizzix stuck in my head. That's good though. That makes a good song. Hey, Mellow, you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Hey, brother, that's an awesome song, man. So, hey, guys, you can call in at 914-338-1303. Now, can they get that on the iTunes, or how do they get the song? Is it out yet? What's the deal with that?
Yeah, check us out on iTunes. Check us out at iTunes. And we're doing that whole thing, the virtual record store, get down, you know what I mean? We're there. Check us out.
It's all about the digital now, baby. Everything's changed. So that's another question I have for you. And you know, bring your son on. Let me give him a proper introduction if he's there with you. And I want to keep both of you guys on. And this is, what's his name?
Organism in the house.
Hey, what's going on, man? Thank you so much for coming on. You got some hot spit there. This is Easy Way Broadcast, and I'm Eric Zuli. It's a pleasure to meet you. Looking forward to talking to you and your dad. So now, tell us about yourself a little bit. You know, let's get to know you real quick.
Word, yeah. Started making beats when I was like 13 and a half. My parents were separating and stuff, so I started to find that music was the only vice I had, that where I could go and everything would make sense. So out of like the turmoil at home, I would just go to my like MIDI keyboard in the FL Studio to start making beats and stuff, and that was the only place where I didn't really have to worry about anything. So I kind of just like stopped doing everything else, like skateboarding, you know, like regular like preteen kid stuff, and just started like really like teaching myself music theory, how to program music and stuff. Started doing it for a couple years, and then I started rapping. My father and I did that song you just played there, and we had shopped it to Delicious Vinyl, and they were like, dude, what is this? This is hot. So they decided to sign us right then and there, and since then I've just been elevating my styles, working with my father, other MCs, other people that I admire, and so it's that's pretty much everything in a summary.
Yeah, I assume you're probably the digital one that helps Pops out with the promotion on the social media and everything, right?
Yeah, as soon as we get links, I throw everything up for him, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, all that.
Gotcha. Well, so if Mello is still there too, I'd love to get your answer, both of you guys' answer. But how has do you have any success stories? How social media has helped you guys?
You wanna go or me? I'd say that definitely the internet has helped us get our music out to other places like Europe. You know, we have a good fan base growing out there and in Japan as well that we wouldn't have been able to have without things like YouTube and Tumblr. So it's definitely positive.
Do you have any success stories, like any examples? Like I'll give you, for instance, one of my success stories is the column I have on Washington Times now, which is a big leap for me, that jumped me up into mainstream journalism, I met through Twitter. I met a gentleman through Twitter, started talking to him, DM'd, got a phone number, started talking. Is there any particular examples you can think of that social media has helped you?
No.
Not really, nah, not anything
it
like
hurts.
That. But,
that,
I mean,
that means you guys aren't using social media correctly. You're going to have to talk to me. I'm just kidding.
But nah, like I've been able to talk with people that I admire, you know, like sort of the people that have like made me want to even make music, you know, like I've been able to contact them through the internet. So I guess that's my own version of that kind of.
Well, I'm a social media guy, so I always ask that question. So tell us about yourself, man. So you're signed now. What's up next for you?
Working on like 3 different albums right now. Most importantly, I'd say, is the album between me and my father, the Zizzix. Members of the Far Side on it, Moni Love. We're still working out other collaborations, but we're working on that album to be fully produced by myself and a few other producers. And then on the side of that, we have my father's next solo album in the works, produced by myself. And then I have my own solo instrumental album, too. So kind of just doing whatever feels right and applying it to some sort of project.
Now, can you put it on speaker so I can have you and your dad both on the line? Because Little Birdie told me
yeah,
you guys are working with someone. Oh, he's there too? Okay. Well, Little Birdie told me you guys are working with someone very big, probably one of the biggest in the pop music genre. Can you talk about who that might be? I don't want to put you on blast, but I just want to see if you want to say who that is, but at the same time, I don't want to overstep my boundaries. You know who I'm talking about, right?
No. Go ahead, say it.
Okay, I Little Birdie told me you're working with Justin Bieber. Okay, that's the Justin Bieber is like guaranteed multi-million views, and that's awesome because you know, obviously he started with Usher and he kept moving from there, and now he's like a teen idol. What's it like working with him, and what tell us about that project?
No comment right now.
No comment. Darn. Okay. Well,
nope.
at least. But he is working with him or no?
No comment right now.
No comment.
I plead the fifth.
You plead the fifth. Well, that's a good thing to plead. That's a beautiful number. All right. Well, so what what makes you different and more unique than other words? What makes you what sets you and your son apart from other artists, do you think?
I think number one is it's a beautiful thing on paper when you see father and son, because most of the times in urban society, you know, the father is absent, either dead or in jail. And, you know, I think the beauty in our story is the backstory itself is just, you know, a father who loves his son and really didn't want the music business to be his thing. A son who realized his place in the family business many years before most kids would even get it. He's already living his dreams out while most kids are, you know, shooting marbles at the mall and chasing girls. He's already establishing himself, and I'm very proud of that. And, you know, and I think our uniqueness is that we just don't care. We don't care what anybody thinks. We make the music that feels good to us, and I think that's why we're on the Eric Zulli show right now.
You know? I appreciate it. Easy talk, baby. Do I make it pretty easy on you? Is it a fun show?
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. And I think the more that we continue to grow, the more, the sky becomes the limit for us, because Cazal is just, you know. I don't know, man. You got to see him in the studio to really absorb, you know, what he does. And as a, how can I say, the son of Jay Dilla, you know, if you ask me, in my opinion, he's the son that Jay Dilla left behind. And I give Jay Dilla the credit for his growth, along with, you know, DiBiase and brothers like Flying Lotus. But I think our uniqueness is just that. It's a father and it's a son. And it's not like something where it's like I'm just here to help him get in the game and then I'm going to let him just get eaten up and swallowed up. We feel that we're a bona fide rap group, you know, together. Mm-hmm. Because we're not sitting here talking about, you know, chicken noodle soup and a soda on the side type material. We're talking about uplifting the community around us.
Yo, can you quiet that down for a second?
You know, we're talking about music that uplifts the community and doesn't degrade women. We do a positive message through the music that we release, you know, and it's not about just being in the club because, you know, you can't dance your entire life away. There's other things you have to learn along the way, and I think our music sends that message, and we become that equality, that pendulum where, you know, everything has to be even and have a place in life. You learn some things, you have some fun at other things, and I think we're becoming that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And how old is your son?
He just turned 16.
Just turned 16. Wow, awesome. Well, you must be a mind reader, my brother, because my next question was, how do you feel about radio nowadays? And you kind of already kind of answered that, but let's get a little bit more detail, because I know that you're the godfather, and you know, I would love to get the opinion of the godfather of the Latin hip hop, and how do you feel about music, you know, the radio nowadays? Like, I mean, you're talking about the club stuff, and it's really dance-ish, so you think that maybe it's too dance-ish? They don't do enough lyrics or enough message? What exactly what do you feel?
Well, I mean, it's a lot to say, but without putting anything down or anybody, is like, it's, I just feel it needs to be a more of a level playing field at radio. I don't listen to radio personally, and I don't allow my children to, for the simple reason that a lot of what's played is negative and degrades women, and makes black and Latino males look like slaves, sound like slaves, and just talk absolute nonsense that doesn't uplift the consciousness of the community and doesn't really raise any self-esteem in the listener. In fact, it makes them act more ghetto, more disobedient, and more out of control and rebellious. And I think, you know, everything has an avenue. Everything should have an outlet. And a lot of local artists in their areas don't get the opportunity to be on their local radio because of those things. There's a lot of great rappers out there like Immortal Technique and other brothers that are doing positive music to uplift the consciousness of the people and uplift our awareness as to what's going on in the real world. And the sad thing about it all is that my old school brother Melly Mel said it best in an interview recently. He said, you know, if you listen to the records of today 20 years from now, you won't be able to know that there's a black president because not one of them is speaking about it. And that's sad. That's
sad. Wow.
You know, consciously, socially, and all those things, it's just sad that you will never know because it wasn't documented through the music. And like back in the day when you had groups like Public Enemy and brothers like that, or X-Clan and things like that, and groups like that that were speaking about, you know, the realities of what life are, you know what I mean, with funky tracks and beats that made you move. You know, they brought that consciousness. People like Tribe Called Quest, people like that, you know, that we still to this day respect and admire. And we just hope that we're doing them proud as we spread the Zizzix message throughout the universe.
So what advice can you give, up-and-coming artists who's trying to make it in the hip-hop scene or the music scene?
Well, it depends. There's two replies to that question, and one is if you want to be mainstream and be a household name and be famous to the core and pretty much just be in everybody's cereal, you have a different agenda than a kid who per se wants to come up and just be respected on a lyrical aspect and a more organic realm of what the music is. To those artists, the organic, you know, up and comer, I would say, look, you have to believe in yourself more than anything, especially nowadays. And even though they may not know how hard they have it, they don't really care. So that's always good not to have a conscience in that aspect. Continue pushing and working. Now, if you're going to be a mainstream artist and all you really care about is being at the Grammys next to Lady Gaga, then there's a lot of things you're going to have to learn to give up. And one is your soul. And that's just, you know, that's just the nature of the beast. If you're ready to sell yourself out and sell your soul for that type of thing, you know, you got to know that there's consequences. You got to know that it's going to, you know, a lot of things are going to come your way that you're probably not accustomed to, but you'll do them anyway. So, you know, it's a parameter, you know, and you have to pick what you want to do. I rarely see an artist that could sit on both sides of that fence and thrive. in both realms. It's either or.
Okay, how do you feel about, you know, TV music placement, movie music placement, and then radio? What do you think is more important?
Well, it's all important. I think it's all important, but again, we're talking about a level playing field, you know.
Let me rephrase my question. What's a better stepping stone for you? What's a better thing to do? Do you think it's TV placement, scoring in a film, or getting on the radio?
I think getting on the radio, because now your target audience are the children. I don't know too many people over 30 that listen to, you know, popular radio, honestly. But when you talk to the children and you're addressing your music toward the children, that's who your target demographic is on radio. And the children drive their parents to buy them things. So that being said, you know, there's a lot of children who want and love music, and so they'll drive their parents to go to their computer, swipe the credit card, and buy the download, things of that nature. So it's always most important to have radio. But the downside of that is that a lot of artists aren't conscious about the messages that they're sending to the children nowadays. It's like in this country, in America, the goal has turned into to decay the child, to decay the family structure, to decay anything that's good in overall growth, and to corrupt it through the music that a lot of us hear. And I'm sorry to sound like old fuddy-duddy, but the truth is, you know, that knowledge reigns supreme. And give a child information and knowledge, and he could grow. But the more you degrade him and put them down, the more he'll...
I'm sorry about that.
The more he'll feel defeated and unable to accomplish things.
Okay. And you're not sounding fuddy-duddy at all. You're speaking your mind. We love hearing it. Now, as being someone that's the father of Latin hip hop, do you feel that you have a responsibility to educate our younger generation? You know, how important, you know, about the importance of hip hop, and how do you brush off the negative perceptions and of so many people who think that hip hop is trashy or gangster, and you know, a waste of time.
Of course, I feel a duty. You know, I have children myself, and what kind of a father would I be if my music, you know, used? I don't even know. Can we curse on your show? Can we say?
Prefer not, but I would say no because I can't bleep it. I don't know how to do that yet. But so just say beep when you want to curse.
You don't want to go out. I have a daughter, so I'd hate to have music that, you know, called women a witch, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Or
I appreciate you asking, by the way. Thanks.
Yeah, no worries. Or a bunt and all these things, and degraded our people. I mean, as a MC, I feel there's a responsibility to give knowledge when you're at the podium and you're saying something that can help benefit somebody else. That's a great responsibility. It's what you do with it that will determine who you are as a person. You know, because you can hear it in a rapper first five lyrics that he says when you listen to whatever song you're listening to. It'll let you know what he thinks about, whether it's the strip club or whether it's about uplifting, you know, people and giving them great messages, positive messages to uplift their self-esteem or help raise their consciousness. And I think, yes, there's a duty that we have, you know, as MCs to put out the correct messages that could help uplift, man. I can't say it any better.
I love it. And you know, that's what the Easy Way is all about, too, is we like to make it a little easier on people, and we're the positive side of making it in the industry. It's all... you know, about faith, morals, and ethics, and doing business the right way. That's what the Easy Way is all about. Now let's get into a little bit of the business side, because you've been in the game for a long time, Mello, and you've been very accomplished. So can you speak to us a little bit about the business side of you, the businessman you are? You know, share with us the knowledge that you have about music, sales, promotions, the hustle. You know, how did you get yourself to where you are now?
You know what? Early on in my career, I was a very naive, you know, artist. I didn't know much. And I let, you know, certain managers and people dictate to me what was going to happen and, you know, giving people power of attorney and things of that nature, which you never want to do. But again, I was the guinea pig of my block where we grew up on Cypress Avenue. So I made a lot of mistakes. But what happened was that the other groups who came after me were able to learn not to do. Now I can manage myself. I can book myself because I have made so many relationships through the years that I know what it takes to, when I get sent an agreement, I know how to read through it myself. I've seen so many that now I can do that myself, and I can eliminate all the overhead that I had with the entourages and, you know, the booking agent and all these things, because you can't forget that when you blow up at your height, you're only seeing about 45% of your money. And that was the biggest lesson. When I stopped, you know, many years ago, I took a look at what it was. My manager at that time was 15%. My booking agency was another 15%. My lawyer was another 15%. My accountant was another 15 to 20%. And then our friends at the IRS, of course, who wanted 10%. So if you do that math, and then you throw in the family members who needs a couple thousand to buy a new car, your entourage buying bottles at the bar, you know, all these things, you're only really seeing about 45% of your money. So you have to be really, really conscious of what you're spending. And you should be really conscious about those people that you keep around yourself and make sure that they're adding on to what your success is so that everybody can continue eating. And I think that's been my biggest thing, why I've been able to survive through 23 years of this music career, is, you know, a lot of times you make bad choices, whether you trust a certain female or a crew member to do or delegate. You delegate some authority to somebody and they take it and run butt naked in the street with it and don't really do anything for you. They just make themselves look like the star with it. And I've had those days too. But I think the most important part of me today is the fact that I'll say it like this. I used to go to towns and from here all over the world and just remember each city or state or country by whatever the last girl I was with that night was wearing. Now I remember each city, state, and country by what my responsibility is. You see what I'm saying? And my children are my responsibility, you know, making sure they have a roof overhead. So now you start thinking a bit more maturely, and you're not looking at buying gold chains and, you know, having 13 chains and the frosted, iced out bracelet and things like that. Now you're thinking, okay, I want to make sure my son has a roof overhead, you know, that we have gas in the cars, you know, all these things. So you start thinking more maturely and you use your money more wisely. And I think
let's talk about that. I'm sorry, go ahead. And then I have a really direct question.
So to all up and coming artists, if you start thinking this way now, later on, you can have a nest egg when times get tough. And I think that's the best advice I could give here today.
That's really great advice. And then my next question was, when you said investing your money smartly, like, how did you invest the fame money that you've gotten? And I know you've been in a lot of great positions. What are some of the decisions you've made to increase your income and your situation? Do you mind sharing with us some of the decisions you've made that have had a positive output? Outcome.
No, not really. I mean, you got to remember, this is hip hop, man. You know, I mean, there's always, you know, property, buying property and things of that nature.
and making sure that you own what you get. You know what I mean? That's the most important part. Like leasing and renting and things of that nature are not really smart to do. So, you know, like anybody else, what you want to do is you want to own land. You want to own a home. You want to own everything, your cars and all these things, just in case for a rainy day, you know, nobody can come asking for it back. But, you know, I'm no wizard of Wall Street or anything like that. I just use the money that I make and I have made to feed my family. And that's it, because at the end of the day, you can't take it with you when you're gone. When that day of your life comes, you know, you can't take it with you. So I'm a lot like Charles Barkley, man. I make my money and I use it for what I need it to be used for. And I'm not going to leave it behind. I'm going to enjoy my time on stage, my time in life. And my children are going to have to learn to be the same way.
That's smart. And with promotions besides radio, what do you think has been the strongest tool for you and your success?
For promotion?
Yeah, social media, would it be street grinding shows, you know what I mean? Like besides radio.
They all work. They all work well. Staying in the public eye is always the one that works the best. You know what I'm saying? You have to make sure that they know where you're going to be. And once, you know, you put on great shows and you entertain people, they will always come back.
Gotcha. Well, we have another caller, guys, and you're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. I'm your host, EZ, doing it the easy way. This is Easy Talk, and we're going to go ahead and answer the caller, 248-5207. 248-5207, you're on live, on air with Eric Zulli and Mellow Man Ace. How are you?
What up, though? This is the boy Mo Egger, doing it the easy way. What it do?
Hey, Mr. Mo Egger. This is a treat, guys. Were you listening to the show?
Man, you know what, man? I just got to my horn, man. I called as soon as possible, bro. I've been running around, but yeah, I'm on deck. What's up?
I appreciate it. You know, guys, I'm privileged and honored to make this introduction. Maurice Egger was formerly from the NBA, the Dallas Mavericks and the Timberwolves. Now he's getting into music very heavily, music producing as an artist. And we actually have Mellow Man Ace on the line, which is our guest. And I'm privileged and honored to introduce you to Maurice Mellow. Maurice is a wonderful producer, doing some major, major things, and killed it in the NBA. And so, Maurice, Mellow Maurice, you guys talk.
What's up?
How you doing, brother?
I chimed in on the last few minutes of your conversation, man. You know, I listened to some of the things you said, man. That's some true talk, man. You know, we make a lot of money from whatever we make it with, man. So we got to use it, you know, wisely. Like you said, man, we can't take it with us.
True indeed, brother. And I just want to say salute and props to you for your accomplishments, man. And you know what? I'm an older cat now, but I stay progressive musically, but the knowledge is what nobody could take from me. And once I start talking, it's like it makes sense. You know what I mean? So, you know, it feels right to your DNA. You know what I mean? Because nothing can erase the experiences that we have and that we can share with the rest of the world. Word.
Exactly. Yeah, man, I think it's unique, man. I'm actually working with Be Real, man. I'm actually working with Be Real and P Killer Tracks and Yuck Mouth on a particular record I produce. So hopefully we should be releasing it in the next year or so, man. Probably, I want to say the top of the year. And first
word
of all, I'm be talking to you, man. You're a legend, man. A lot of people, they better recognize, you know what I'm saying, you're a legend, man. You and Be Real, Cypress Hill. So, I feel honored to be able to call in, to be able to speak with you, just to be able to tell you that.
Wow, bro. Thank you, man. I mean, and likewise, again, I mean, your time spent in the NBA, and I know who you are. So it's a beautiful thing, and the respect is most definitely mutual, B. And if you know Eric, please get my math from him, get my number from him, and give me a call, and perhaps we could build, man.
Definitely,
oh, you don't
want to
give me your number live on air? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'm ballsy like that.
I wouldn't do it. There's probably a lot of listeners, and people are going to be tweeting me like crazy. What'd you tell him not to give him his number for it? But damn it.
Hey, man, Mike Jones did it years ago and became famous off of that.
If you want to, more power to you, brother. But good luck, because there's a lot of listeners. I would say I'll make sure that we do the connection the easy way. And you know what you could do is you can give the first three digits and the last three digits, and let's see if the listeners can guess it.
Nah. It's all love. Just give it to him. Give it to him, Eric. Please.
Yeah. No, I'll definitely make sure you guys get each other's math and get connected. But yeah, Maurice is actually one of our clients and a really, really good friend of mine. He's got an awesome project called Motown that we're in development with right now. And if anybody wants to Google Maurice, you can Google Maurice Ager or Mo Ager on Google. You'll see a lot of the awesome stuff. Follow him at M-O-E Ager, A-G-E-R on Twitter. And, you know, if you need a good producer, he's one of the best. And all the music that you're listening to on the show is produced by Ager Music, agermusic.com. So I'm glad you guys connected. Well, I'll make sure I get you guys connected. And Mo, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it, brother. And if you're interested, I'm going to a event tonight with a lot of beautiful girls and free shoes. So I'll hit you up, my man.
All right, man. All right, hit me up, man. Let's keep in contact, brother.
Already.
There you have it. Thank you so much. All right, guys, so that was Mo Ager, Mr. Maurice Ager from the NBA. You guys remember him from the Dallas Mavericks and the Timberwolves. Calling in, supporting. He's doing it the easy way, and you guys can Google him at Maurice Ager. Follow him at Mo Ager on Twitter. We're back with Mr. Mellowman Ace, and we have a little bit more time, sir, and I don't know if you have any particular shout-outs you want to give to any of your friends or family, the people who have supported you, your middleman people that have helped you get to the next level. Anything in particular you want to say about your son? I want to give you this time to fully shout out what you want to shout out.
Realistically, man, I just want to say shout out to myself, because if I wasn't at the right place at the right time, none of this would be possible. And so I want to say all praise is due to me. And I want to say, you know, there were some key people like Gene Riggins at Capitol Records, people like Joy Bailey at Capitol Records, and also Kenny Ortiz at Capitol Records, because even though the relationship ended rocky, they were able to help me establish my legacy. And here I am on the Easy Does It show 23 years later, and you got to wonder how you did it. You know, and so, yeah, I mean, I want to thank my crew, Cypress Hill, you know, for those priceless relationships and those times we – all those tours that we've done together and all those shows. And you know what, man, the fans, I want to thank all the fans, because without them, I wouldn't been able to have lived this dream that I'm living. And I just want to thank every club promoter, every DJ that ever spun a record, every club promoter that ever booked me from here, Colombia to Costa Rica, Puerto Rico, Santiago, Chile, to Los Angeles, New York, Miami, and Mexico, and all those guys, every DJ that ever spun every record, I want to say peace to you. I want to say peace to, I think I said the fans, you know, for helping me live this dream. And for the younger generation, I want to say peace to the younger generation who is now waking up to the consciousness about what life should be, and are looking for a deeper message within their music and the things that they're intaking. So I just want to say, keep raising the knowledge, keep raising the wisdom that leads to the understanding. And of course, peace to you, Eric Zuli, for this time, and Miss B, word is bond.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Don't go yet. I'm going to go ahead and pop on a little commercial here, a little support for the show. And then I want you to talk a little bit about the track Cali. So we're going to end the show with the track Cali. And we're going to talk about the real soon, guys. You listen to Easy Way Broadcasting. I'm your man, Eric Zuli, a.k.a. Easy. Do it the easy way. I do it Hollywood style, HollywoodItGuy.com. Check it out. And this is a couple of my friends that support the show. And we will be right back with Mr. Mellowman Ace to talk about the song Cali. Yes, sir.
Life is hard for outlaw the easy way. Life is hard for outlaw the easy way. Life is hard for outlaw the easy way. Life is hard for outlaw the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
All right, guys, we're back. I'm your man, Eric Zuli, a.k.a. EZ. You're listening to Easy Talk on Easy Way Broadcasting. We're back with Mellow Man Ace. And shout-outs to Sebastian, Timberland's brother, for listening. We appreciate you, brother. Sebastian, check out his new album. Definitely follow him on Twitter. So, Mr. Mellow Man Ace, all right, we got a track. It's called Cali. Tell us about it.
Well, this is an exclusive for you right here.
I feel
special. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
this is an exclusive track. We haven't even sent out to any radio stations yet, fresh out the studio. And what we wanted to do was give you a classy, tasteful look at California and create a record that you could pop in your whip and just take a cruise up the coast and go, yeah, this is what Cali's about. So right here on the Easy Desert Show.
I feel stupid for interrupting you. If you want to give a quick shout out for the Easy Way Broadcasting, say you're Mellow Man Ace, and you know, make sure you keep listening to Easy Way Broadcasting. We'll go ahead and pop that song on. I appreciate it, brother. Thank you for the love and letting us play first.
Word up, yo! This is Mellow Man Ace, your boy, man, El Padrino, the Godfather. This right here, we like to call it Cali, simply Cali. Right here, Mellow Man Ace doing it the easy way. Peace.
Sunset Strip, yo, I'm going back to Cali, now I'm already here, Santa Monica Pier with a Guinness style beer, I don't fear nobody, I could go anywhere, San Fran, SD, back to Bel Air, the chicks, the girls, the Duke of Earl, sitting in the center of the middle of the world, the hood, the wood, the bad, the good, the if fans that bust, the woulda, shoulda, could, the Mexican, the black, the Chrysler, the lack, the Chiba Chiba, y'all, the big black cat, the big fat sack, the wrong cold attack, the one ways in Norwalk,
listening to Easy Way Broadcasting. Your man, Eric Easy Dooley, doing it the Hollywood, the Easy Way, with my man, Mellow Man Ace. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to copy the style. I don't know. How did I do, Mellow?
Great, man.
All right, hey, thanks again for being on the show, man. We really appreciate it, brother. You know, and we'd love to have you back, and we'll do some fun stuff together. We'll definitely talk behind the scenes. Again, we appreciate Barbara Sanchez, Miss B, for hooking up this interview. And remember, guys, call in, listen to the show. We're just making it a little bit easier on you. Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. And make sure to tune in tomorrow, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, to our man Shane Sparks, Emmy-nominated celebrity choreographer. You guys all know who Shane Sparks is, doing it, letting you get directly to him only on Easy Way Broadcasting. You just listened to Callie from Mellow Man Ace himself only on Easy Way Broadcasting. You heard it first from Easy Way Broadcasting, from your man Easy. We appreciate it, Mellow. You have an awesome day, brother. We got to go.
Peace and love. Peace, world.
You've been listening to Eric Easy Zooley on Easy Way Broadcasting. Follow Eric on Twitter at Eric Zooley to find out about his next show. And check him out at HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.